The Baird government in New South Wales is considering new laws regulating the sale of realistic toy guns, would you believe? This follows pictures of a young lad, maybe 9 or 10 years of age, a few metres outside the Lint Cafe, where that terrible siege where two people died last year was held. He had his finger on the trigger of a realistic-looking imitation AK-47 assault rifle. And so the government is now considering banning banning these sort of toy guns. What do you think of this? Certainly the Police Association in New South Wales is all for this kind of a ban. And I'm joined now by the President, Scott Webber. Good afternoon, Scott.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What threat do you think a young kid with an imitation gun poses for the community?
Well, look, we've had issues with imitation guns for a long period of time. Even a couple of years ago, we had a space of a large amount of armed robberies in the Newcastle Hunter region area. But I've even been to offences myself where there's people who have used toyed or imitation guns. But the scary thing is, in this heightened terrorism risk and the issues that we saw last year and just recently with the issues down in Victoria, I think the world's changing not for the better. So we need to make sure that we're extra vigilant. But this scenario could have just gone so much worse. Imagine if the child dropped the imitation toy weapon and the father picked it up. Someone yelled out gun, or a police officer turned around the corner and saw a man with a replica or a firearm that looked so similar to a real assault rifle. It could have just ended in disaster. And I don't think in this environment it's necessary for children or anyone to have a toy or a replica firearm that is just so close to the real thing.
But just about every kid, every boy at least, growing up has had a toy gun one time or other. Isn't this slightly an overreaction, Scott? I mean, don't you think?
No, look, we could probably say that 10, 15 years ago, but in this environment, it's totally changed. Look, we're not having a go at super soakers or Nerf guns, but this is a replica AK-47, which is one of the most deadliest assault rifles in the world, in a public place in Sydney. And I tell you now, if I walked across that when I was in Martin Place, I would instantly react as a police officer and ask that person to put the firearm down.
So now, would you have drawn your firearm?
Oh, look, probably not. I'd do verbal commands first, but if someone actually was pointing the firearm at me, and regardless if it's a replica or not, I think to your listeners, if someone's pointing something that looks like a gun at you, you need to interpret it as a threat, as a gun, and get out of the way and call the police.
But let's keep the scene within the boundaries of actually what happened. You've got a 10-year-old boy carrying a plastic gun. He's not pointing it at people. He's just carrying it. Would a police officer really react in that way if he saw a child with such a thing?
Look, probably not. We're going to have a conversation. But in saying that, there's so many different scenarios. And we see scenarios overseas where there's actually child soldiers. And not implying that that's here in Australia, but here's another scenario. We have children in a park. We have children in an abandoned building. People call us saying there's people armed with firearms. It's dark. It's late. Police see people and they see what looks to be a firearm. We call on them to stop. We call on them to put the firearm down and they turn around and point at us. Again, we're going to respond and we're going to respond swiftly.
You're going to shoot them.
Well, if someone points a firearm at me and I think there's a threat to my life, yes, I'm going to either exercise a taser or I'm going to take cover or I may pull out my firearm.
Yeah, but if they're kids, let's actually look at the scenario as it is, right? They're kids in an abandoned building playing with toy guns. Surely the training for police would be able to help you discern between what's kids' play and a real threat. I think sometimes
But what I'm saying is worst case scenario. And again, you get phone calls, and again that Martin Place, a child armed with a firearm. But let's just say there's a teenager who's probably the same height as you and me. He's playing with a replica pistol that looks identical to a real weapon in this heightened terrorism environment.
So what you're saying...
It's a recipe for disaster.
What you're really saying, in this heightened terrorism environment, it's very dangerous to walk around with anything that looks like a gun. and that you do run the risk of a very aggressive, hostile response from police who are on the lookout for this, at the very least.
You'll get a response from police to actually go in there and make sure that is not a threat. But if anyone was walking around with something that looks like a firearm, the community expect, and I expect every single police officer, to challenge that person and to make sure that that threat is ascertained and neutralised.
Mm. So you might as well just take toy guns off the market completely. I mean, there's a whole range of issues about giving kids toy guns anyway, but
well,
that's another story.
That's another argument.
But what you're really saying is kids shouldn't be playing with replica guns outside the home, because if you're in a darkened environment, you can't even tell whether it's authentic or not. You know, it just looks like a gun. That could be enough at the moment.
Well, that's right. And then the case scenario, again, imagine if that boy dropped the replica gun. It looks identical to an AK-47. The father picks it up. Police walk around the corner, or the security guards walk around the corner, and there he is standing with a gun. Instantly, I'd call on that person to drop the firearm. And he's standing there going, "What are you doing? This is a replica gun." And he points it directly at me or some other people. Again, it's just a recipe for disaster. So if he has a Nerf gun, a Super Soaker, something that's doesn't look like a replica firearm or the real thing, I don't see there's an issue with that. But why would we have something that is so close to a real firearm in this climate? It's just stupid.
Fair enough. I appreciate your position. Thanks for your time, Scott.
No dramas. Thank you.
That's Scott Webber, who's the president of the New South Wales Police Association. And I guess there is a real concern with people running around with replica guns and so forth, and they are used in robberies and so forth. But kids with toy guns, have we got to that stage? And Scott's right. There is a heightened terrorism environment that has police on edge, and they've been told about specific threats against police in this country. They are on edge. I think the lesson here is that be very careful if you walk around in public with anything that looks like a gun, because you may well attract some hostile police attention. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, whether kids should be given toy guns at all, particularly in this environment. 9221 882.